Patient's last name is B as in boy, A-U-M-A-N-N. First name is David. Date of visit is September 27, 2023. Date of birth is December 23, 1970. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was in a traumatic brain injury for stubborn. It was in 1980, comma, a patient was in his military entrance examination, first up. A patient tells me that he was standing on some boxes and the boxes fell apart, first up, and he fell and hit the head on the ground, first up. A patient tells me that he immediately lost consciousness, first up. A patient tells me that he woke up in the hospital, first up. When he woke up, comma, a patient had severe headache, confusion, and disorientation, first up. Next paragraph of the next episode was in Hawaii in 1990. First up, patient tells me that there was exercise with the it was an explosion exercises. First up, a patient tells me that there was loud explosion next to him. First up, a patient also practiced grenades. First up, and also there were loud explosions. First up, a patient tells me that the shockwave caused him to have headaches. First up. Next paragraph, in 1998, a patient tells me that he was working on demolitions, first up. He was blowing up buildings, first up. He tells me that there was loud explosions, first up, and loud explosions caused him to knock down, first up. Next paragraph, a patient currently having significant vertigo symptoms, and first up, patient with dizziness, first up, patient tells me that he has episodic vertigo, first up. Patient tells me that he has one acute presentation every 2 to 3 years. So first up, patient have dizziness, lightheadedness, nausea. First up, patient tells me these vertigo symptoms are completely debilitating when during the acute attacks. So first up, patient also blurred vision. Patient has chronic headaches. So first up, patient also has a shaking of the hands. So first up, next paragraph. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he's currently in school. First up, his vertigo and dizziness symptoms affecting the way he concentrates in school. First up, patient tells me that he has difficulty to concentrate. First up, due to the headaches. First up, patient tells me that the blurred vision also affecting him to study. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury in 1988. First up, patient tells me that he was in entrance examination. Comma, patient was standing on some boxes. First up, he fell, and landed on the ground. First up, patient hit the head under the ground. First up, patient tells me that he had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, patient woke up confused, disoriented in the hospital. First up, patient tells me since then he has significant headaches, dizziness, lightheadedness, blurred vision. Nausea symptoms. It is my opinion that the head injury caused a traumatic brain injury. First up, it can cause headaches, lightheadedness, dizziness. Next paragraph. The headache, lightheadedness, and dizziness are common traumatic brain injury. Patient also loss of consciousness in the time of impact, according to the patient. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient. The last name is patient's last name. Patient's last name is THAO. Again, THAO. First name is F as in Frank, ONG. Date of visit is date of visit is September 26, 2023. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that. Patient tells me that in 2004, a couple of patient was in Iraq. First up, a patient was a. A patient was driving. A patient was a driver. In a military truck. A patient tells me that there were explosions. First up, there were roadside explosions. The first up happened about 6 to 8 times of the explosions. The first up, a patient tells me that his truck rolled over. The first up, a patient hit the head. The first up, a patient hit the metal parts in the truck. The first up, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. The first up, a patient does not remember what happened. The first up, a patient was confused, disoriented. The first up, a patient had severe headaches. The first up, a patient. First of a patient. Next paragraph. The patient tells me that he has a significant memory deficit now. First off, he has a decrease. A patient has a loss of focus. So first of a patient has anxiety symptoms, patients depressed and sadness, so first up patients ringing in the ears, so first up patients insomnia symptoms, so first up patient also back pain and mood swings, so first up patients anxiety, panic attacks, so first up. Next paragraph, patient currently is working for construction. First up, he tells me that his symptoms are affecting the way he does construction. He works in construction. First up, patient tells me that his symptoms are affecting him. Affecting him to focus and concentrate. First of all, his memory problems is affecting him to do his job. First up, he will forget the task duties. First up, next paragraph, MOCA examination, MOCA examination score is 22 out of 30. First up, a patient missed 5 on delay recall. First up, patient missed 1 on patient missed 2 on language. First up, a patient missed 1 on attention. First up, total score is 22 out of 30. First up, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient last name is Lundy, L-U-N-D-Y, again, L-U-N-D-Y, first name is Robert, date of visit is September 26, 2023. Next paragraph, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, patient tells me that, Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, patient does not know the exact date. First up, he thinks it was in the year of 2000. First up, patient does not remember how he got the injury. First up, I ask him several times how he got the head injury, and patient tells me that he does not know. First up, he tells me that he does not remember. First up, he thinks something hit him. First up, but he does not remember what hit him. First up, he does not remember anything about the event. First up, he tells me he does not remember the details. So first up, patient tells me that he woke up in the hospital. First up, next paragraph, a patient tells me that he currently have memory loss, mood swings, and headaches. So first up, next number, a patient tells me that he's currently not working. Next paragraph, a MOCA examination. MOCA examination score is 16 out of 30. First up, a patient missed a patient missed 5 on delay recall. First up, patient missed 1 on orientation. First up, patient missed 1. I'm sorry, patient missed 2 on language. First up, patient missed 3 on serial 7. First up, patient missed 1 on letter A. First up, patient missed 2 on attention. First up, his total score is 16 out of 30. First up, next paragraph. This marks the end of dictation.